Comcast is preparing to merge with Time Warner, combining the nation's largest and second largest cable providers. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. So Comcast wants to merge with Time Warner, spending about $45 million. So whose business is it other than the shareholders of the companies? Well, actually, it's the business of the American public. See, cable companies already essentially operate as legal monopolies in their respective areas. Comcast is already the number one cable and internet service provider in the country. But they haven't exactly been a good citizen. In 2007, Comcast was caught using its effective near monopoly on internet connectivity in its service area to stifle competitors. Well, not only did the FCC do nothing but give a slap on the wrist to punish that behavior, but shortly after allow Comcast to acquire NBC Universal. Right now, the average cost of cable in America is $86. Comcast, in 2013, collected about $156 a month on average per customer. Which is why this all comes down to two words, public interest. I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why is the Comcast attempt to merge with Time Warner Cable a big deal? Well, again, two words. Public interest. See, there is no public interest that is served by allowing these companies to merge. As a writer for the LA Times puts it, quote, neither Comcast nor NBC needs this merger for its survival. It won't improve cable TV or internet technology. In fact, by concentrating economic power in fewer hands, it may lead to less of all that. In order for the FCC to approve this kind of merger, now they should only legally do so if they can determine it is in the public's interest. But tell me this. Who in Washington is concerned with public interest these days? So the real number that deserves attention here, during 2013, Comcast paid $18.7 million to 30 different lobbying firms. In order to get their merger approved, Comcast doesn't need to prove that they're serving the public's interest. They just need to grease the right wheels. And it looks like they've already done that. For stories that affect your liberty, be sure to check me out online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement, some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
History the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about the Friday election where the Republican David Jolly won the victory for Florida's 13th congressional district. It was a slim margin of victory, and we know Florida has a long history of election skullduggery, so I wouldn't read too much into it, but the corporate media is going on and on. Was it because of Obamacare? Was it because of the economy? Was it before because of IRS gate and all this stuff? It's because of all of it, the sum total. And I think the fact that it was just a narrow victory shows that voters are pretty much fed up with both parties at this point. Now, CNN is reporting that Obama's poll numbers have absolutely flatlined, and that is also going to work against House and Senate Democrats. And I don't know what Obama can do to try and improve things between now and November, and certainly continuing on to war with Russia, I don't think is going to boost his approval numbers. But Obama is not one to be discouraged. He signed another one of his executive orders to order the Labor Department to expand overtime pay requirements to include millions more workers. Now, obviously, if you are a worker and you're working more than 40 hours a week and you're not getting an overtime boost, this is a blessing. But this is a blatant attempt by Obama to buy votes for Democrats this primary season. And again, this completely bypassed Congress. And it's another reminder that this guy's just gone completely off the constitutional reservation. Obviously, for people who own businesses, many of whom are Democrats, this is going to be a problem. It's another jobs killer. If I'm having to pay overtime pay to this worker over here, I'm going to have to fire this other one over here or cut back their hours. What they'll do with their staff is they'll do exactly what they did with Obamacare. They'll move everybody's work hours per week to whatever the new limit is going to be. And that means the workers themselves will have less take-home pay. Very alarming story coming out of Washington Times. It's talking about Hillary's run in 2016 and whether she will actually carry through with that because of her significant age and whether or not, I mean, she's 66 now. She's going to be 68 when she runs in 2016. And they're asking, is she holding a place for somebody else? Because apparently Chicago mayor and former White House, whatever it was he was doing there, Rahm Emanuel, is being groomed as a White House contender in 2016. Now, I know presidential elections come down to picking the lesser of two evils, but let us not abuse the privilege. For one thing, Rahm Emanuel is suspected by many of being Israel's top agent in the Clinton White House, codenamed MEGA. The FBI was trying to hunt him down, but then apparently somebody had been recording Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky's phone sex sessions. Probably they tapped the phones over at the Watergate where Monica Lewinsky was staying, and were threatening to make them public unless Bill Clinton called the FBI off, which he did. And Rahm Emanuel was born in the United States, so technically he qualifies as a natural-born citizen, but he spent much of his youth in Israel. He's a dual citizen. We're going to have the most blatantly pro-Israel strip America and send it off to Tel Aviv. Absolutely impossible. Cannot be allowed to happen. Actually, there's nobody in the running in 2016 that I can throw my support behind, except possibly Rand Paul, but they won't let him get near there. Meanwhile, retired Supreme Court Justice Paul Stevens has written a new book calling for 6 new constitutional amendments. He's out there saying, it's time to change the Constitution. We've got to do all these, we've got to revive the nation or revise the nation to deal with things that are going on. He's got 6 new proposed amendments, which is a long shot. 2/3 of the House and Senate have to pass it. The president has to sign it. It has to be ratified by 3/4 of the state. Don't think it's going to happen in this day and age. But to give you an idea of what the thinking inside the Beltway continues to be, the First Amendment is the anti-commandeering rule, and basically said it's an amendment to the Supremacy Clause, basically saying that whatever the federal government says is the law of the land, and the judges and public officials in the states will be bound thereby, disregarding anything in the Constitution of the state or the laws of the state. In other words, this is basically an amendment to say Washington, D.C. rules everything, and the states no longer have any rights. That's one that's very alarming. His fourth suggested amendment is called sovereign immunity, which basically says that neither the 10th Amendment or the 11th Amendment or any other provision of the Constitution shall be construed to provide any state agency or state officer with an immunity from liability for violating any act of Congress or provision of the Constitution. In other words, this is in direct response to all these states saying that federal laws regarding marijuana or guns are not enforceable in their states, basically saying that Washington, D.C. will have the legal right to basically go in and slap around any state official that doesn't do as they're told. And then finally, the 6th of his proposed amendments would revise and amend the Second Amendment. So the right of the people to keep and bear arms is restricted to when you're serving in the organized militia. In other words, private citizens would no longer be allowed to have guns, would no longer have a right to guns. You're allowed to keep guns only when you're serving in an organized militia. In other words, working for the government. And again, I don't see any of these getting through the amendment process, but this reveals the thinking that we're seeing in Washington, D.C. All power to Washington, D.C., strip what's left of states' rights and sovereignty, take away the guns from the people. It's amazing. Now, Mark Rubio, who just was up there screaming at CPAC here, and then over at the Kudlow Report, is out there saying, we have to make changes to trigger a new American century. Remember that phrase from the Project for the New American Century? And they're talking about a century of world global domination. And his idea of promoting the new American century are things like changing corporate tax code. We know which direction he's talking about going. A regulatory budget. Not sure what he means by that. Immigration reform that allows us to bring in a workforce. I mean, that's nonsense. We have a workforce here. We have almost 100 million Americans who want to work and can't find a job. What he's about is bringing in a cheap workforce. Immigrants from Mexico who will work for even below the minimum wage or at the minimum wage, instead of those pesky American people who think that just because they've lived here and helped build this nation and paid taxes and supported the government that they're entitled to a better standard of living. I mean, what kind of ridiculous stuff is that? Wants free trade agreements to, again, accelerate offshoring of jobs. And he wants to open up more fracking sites in the country. That's his idea of the new American century. They are all bought and paid for out there. It's disgusting. Over in Great Britain, Nigel Farage has been accused of employing his wife and his former mistress on public money. Nigel has dismissed the claims as complete nonsense and nothing more than an attempt to damage his party ahead of the European elections coming up in May. And he may be right, but then again, he may not. There's a lot of dirt in politics. I mean, it's amazing what these guys and gals think they can get away with. We're coming up on another commercial break here. And when we come back, I want to go into new Snowden revelations, the massive spying network that now stands exposed around the globe, and not just the constitutional crisis, but a confrontation regarding who is it who's really in control of this country right now. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
What really happened? And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take a phone call before we go into spying and the Senate and the constitutional confrontation that's coming up. Kyle in Philadelphia. Aloha, Kyle. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I wanted to double back to talk about, elections and voting. And I've always heard the saying that if voting could change anything, it would be illegal. And I absolutely think that that's true. Anybody who's seen the documentary Hacking Democracy or seen any of the shenanigans that these electronic voting machines have, or, you know, what both parties, what length both parties will go to ensure that their guy gets in is absolutely criminal.
And they're all owned by Israel. They're all owned by Wall Street. They're all owned by the military-industrial complex. So it really doesn't matter what we get to, like, argue over the fringe issues, but not the core policies of the country. When the nation started, we had paper ballots and transparency. Elections could, in fact, make a difference. But then we had multiple parties, and now that we're down to a two-party system, it's easy for wealthy corporations to simply buy the candidates on both sides and completely bypass it. The elections are a theater piece. The elections are a theater piece to reassure us that we still have some control over our nation, but we don't.
Well, and you take, I mean, if you're lucky enough to get two candidates who are different in more than any sort of social matters, not in, you know, not political matters, then you have to, you know, then that's the first step. Then after that, you got to make sure that, you know, the voting is somehow, you know, correct and that there's no shenanigans going on. From point A to point B to point C to point D, each step along the way in an election is absolutely controlled by the people who will benefit the most from a specific outcome of an election. It's like companies do internal investigations about things that happen in their company.
We have members of Congress that actually own the companies counting votes in their states and districts, and it's just it's absolutely absurd to allow this to be happening. There is no government agency. There is no civilian oversight of the national elections. They're all counted by a privately owned company that is jointly owned by the major TV networks and a couple of key newspapers. They change their name from time to time, but we generally know them as Voters News Service, and they have been caught time and time again changing the results of elections. And you're not allowed to go in and they can have you arrested for asking to witness the vote. I mean, it is that open and blatant, the election fraud in this country.
And you can see the interchanging personnel from private sector to voting count companies to public sector companies that own the private companies. You know, it's all these people and all these, they just go in a big circle. And it's, you know, sometimes you have to work in the public sector for a certain amount of time before you get that big cushy job in the private sector. So it's all an illusion. It's all...
Yeah, we know in the military, I mean, you'll have these military officers will come up, they'll get into the Pentagon weapons procurement program, they'll hand out a whole bunch of contracts, they'll retire from the military at 20 years and get their government pension, and then get these really hugely well-paid jobs as consultants for the very same defense contractors that we're handing the contracts to. I mean, it's just right out there in the open, seeing the degree of corruption that's there.
The merger of corporate and government states is fascism, and that is, anybody who thinks that that's not what we live under is the merger of corporate and government states is delusional.
Yeah, that's exactly, but that was Benito Mussolini's definition of fascism. In fact, he said it should more properly be called corporatism.
Yep.
The rise of the corporate state, and the corporate state is completely insensitive and oblivious to the needs of the civil population, because their whole purpose is acquiring wealth.
Bottom line, minimize expenditures, maximize profit. I mean, if you look at the law, the only thing that companies have a mandate to do is to do what's best for their stockholders and the people that hold them. And they don't have, you know, you don't have to do what's in the best interest of the people. You don't have to, you know, show that you demonstrate some usefulness to our society. No, the only thing that you are mandated to do as a CEO or as the owner of a public company is do what is best for your stockholders.
That's exactly right. Now, we understand that corporate executives are required to be basically looking out for the best interests of their stockholders. It was the government's job to stand between corporate greed and what's good for the nation and act as an umpire or an arbiter. But when the government abandons that role, as ours has, and goes all the way over to the side of friends with the bankers and the big corporations, you're right. It becomes fascism, and that's exactly where we are. That's why they're in love with the new fascist rulership of the Ukraine.
Absolutely. And John Perkins talks about it great. His analogy of, you know, these large corporations being clouds that just float above the government, float above, you know, country borders, and you know, they have a base here, but they have operating, you know, expenditures over here. They're not tied down to any law. They can go and do as they please because essentially they're above the fray and they own everything in a certain, you know, to a certain degree.
Yeah, they do. They absolutely do, including all the candidates. But there's no question this country's been completely hijacked by financial interests. And once again, they're going to send us all off into a major war to plunge the population deeper into debt. And that's what it is. The people who are at the top of the banks and the government, they don't see the population as individual human beings deserving of respect and dignity. We're simply a herd of livestock to be spent. You know, as they gamble and they're playing risk for real.
Well, and it brings me to the only true solution that I can see from where we stand, and it's not voting, it is united global non-compliance. If they say we're going to war with Russia, nobody shows up. If they say you have to turn in all your guns, nobody turns them in. If they say you need to pay this new carbon tax, nobody pays it. It's the only solution.
Well, you're absolutely right, but I think we need to do something a little bit more immediate. We've already seen in Connecticut how public opposition to the new gun law has actually had an effect. Most of the people of Connecticut are not registering their high-capacity magazines. The government of Connecticut is threatening. Now we're hearing that the rank-and-file police officers in Connecticut are refusing to take part in gun raids. They want to go out and deal with real crime. What everybody listening to this show ought to do is you got to start calling your congressional representatives and your local media and saying, we do not support yet another war for the bankers, this one against Russia, because we're probably going to lose it. You need to speak out to all your friends and coworkers and say, this is a bad idea. This government is trying to get a world war going because they don't know what else to do to solve all the problems. They're just hoping if they pile up enough blood and dead bodies that we'll forget about all the other situations. And we need to start getting loud. We need to get vocal and visible right now. And you're right. When they actually declare war or a new law or everything, we have to say, no, we're not going to go along with it. Peaceful, non-cooperation, non-violent non-cooperation. It's what Gandhi used against the British in India, and it ultimately worked. And our government is still delusional. They think the American people are going along. They were caught by surprise by the pushback against the war in Syria. They're still going to try and come up with one anyway. I'm sure the legislature in Connecticut has been surprised about the pushback on the gun law. We need to start pushing back and saying, no, we don't agree. This is not constitutional. We're not listening to you anymore. You're a bunch of liars anyway. We've got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy one. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy one immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy one and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com strategy one to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Let's talk about what's been going on with all this spying by NSA, CIA. And it was rather interesting to hear Dianne Feinstein get up on the floor of the U.S. Senate and just excoriate the Central Intelligence Agency for spying on her and her staff members while they were conducting an investigation into the CIA's program of torture. And for a woman who has been out there with her pom-poms cheering on NSA spying on American citizens, it was interesting to hear her get up there and talk about the Fourth Amendment right to privacy, for which a lot of people have called her on the hypocrisy and say, welcome to our world now. Now you know how we feel about it. The Senate was engaged in their ordinary day-to-day business. They were not committing a crime, and they're being spied on by the nation's intelligence services. We're hearing a story, this is out over at X Republic TV here, where the Senate is now saying that some of the evidence they had regarding CIA torture has been deleted from their computers during the intrusions. Edward Snowden is out there also accusing Dianne Feinstein of double standards and hypocrisy in saying that intelligence agencies spying on law-abiding American citizens going about their business without committing any crimes is okay, but spying on members of the Senate going about their business and not violating the law, committing any crimes, is all of a sudden it's a constitutional issue. And Ms. Feinstein, if you're going to be upset about your being spied on, you as a representative of the people of California and indirectly the rest of the country, you ought to be upset about it being done to us. Now you know how we feel. Now you know how we're being, why we're concerned. Now over at Mother Jones, they have an article where they're talking about a constitutional crisis, focusing on that Fourth Amendment, plus the Fifth Amendment is in there, and the Tenth Amendment. And it raises the question, who is actually in control of the United States government? And I raised this possibility when Edward Snowden first went public, and it came out the NSA was spying on everybody. And I said, what happens when the NSA is spying on members of Congress? We know they were spying on Obama when he was in, when he was in Congress. What if they get the dirt on our key policymakers? Remember that very strange way Chief Justice Roberts of the Supreme Court at the 11th hour did a 180-degree reversal of his position on Obamacare. He was ready to basically vote it out of existence with the Supreme Court. He was the deciding vote. And all of a sudden, at the last minute, he said, oh, I guess it's constitutional under the Commerce Clause. And then he left for Malta for a week to duck the reporters. Did CIA, NSA have something on him? Was he blackmailed? Is the Supreme Court no longer the arbiter of constitutionality in this country? Are members of Congress being blackmailed by our own intelligence services to the same extent they're being blackmailed by Israel? Remember, Israel got a sweetheart deal. They get the raw take from the NSA's global monitoring system. There aren't even any filters, which means if the NSA got dirt on a member of Congress, Israel's got it too. It raises a real question. Who's in charge of the United States of America right now? Are the elected representatives a theater group? Are they as fraudulent as the elections? They're just there to stand up on the stage and make it look like we still have something to say about the country? Is it really being run by its intelligence services, who are unelected, I might add, and certainly are not thinking about what's good for the nation as a whole? There's too much elitist mindset going on over there. Senator Wyden is basically... come out there and said in all these hearings they're having, the CIA and NSA leadership have a pattern. Of false statements and misleading agencies. CIA routinely tells their people, you will lie to the Congress to protect our secrets. So much for civilian oversight. The CIA and the NSA see themselves as laws unto themselves. Certainly the NSA, with its blatant violation of the Constitution, sees itself as above the law. The U.S. intelligence chief is saying that the CIA's relationship with Congress would be ruined if it was proven the agency illegally spied on the Senate Intelligence Committee. Yeah. I'm not sure if that's a warning or a threat. Where the CIA is saying, if you push this any further, we won't be friendly to you anymore. We may have had already a coup in this country. And I'm not talking about the one that took place back when Kennedy got assassinated. If the Congress and the President and the Supreme Court are not in charge of the United States right now, we could save ourselves a lot of money by letting them go. Let them go out and find useful jobs. Turn the Congress into low-income housing or something. Now, CIA Director Brennan issued a public statement. If I did something wrong, I will go to the president and I will explain to him what I did and what the findings were. And the president is the one who can ask me to stay or to go. Now, he's hurled the glove. And the issue is going to be, how does the White House respond to this? If the White House takes action and fires the director of the CIA, it means the White House is in control. If the White House ignores that comment, and so far they have, then CIA is in charge. And remember, again, going back to Kennedy, he was the last president who publicly challenged the CIA, said was angry with the way they lied to him over the Bay of Pigs, said he was going to splinter, his exact words, splinter the CIA and scatter it to the winds. And then, of course, he was assassinated. And the man he fired from CIA, Alan Dulles, wound up on the Warren Commission. Now, Edward Snowden has made another comment. In testimony published last week by the European Parliament's Committee on Civil Liberties, Justice and Home Affairs, Snowden told lawmakers that the NSA spying is ineffective at deterring wrongdoing. Now, my explanation for it is that real criminals and real terrorists are able to evade the NSA. We proved that with our NSA challenges. Snowden is saying that the NSA is too busy spying on Americans to make sure we're not thinking those bad thoughts. They don't have any time or resources left over to catch real criminals and terrorists. Apparently, from their behavior, that's not their mission. The NSA isn't out there to protect us from terrorists and criminals. The NSA is there to keep watch on you, the American citizen. We're going to grab a phone call here real quick. Maggie Rose, aloha, Maggie. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello for taking my call, Michael. First of all, would you do me a favor and please tell my former educator and my mentor, John Stattmiller, that I say hello? He's the one that kind of opened my eyes way back in the late 80s, early 90s of what was really going on in this country. I have served in the combined armed forces just days short of 40 years. And I had also at one time, for a short time, I had worked for the BATF, for their private lab in the Great Northwest, until I found out just what they were all about and how corrupt. And I gave my 2 weeks' notice and I got the hell out of Dodge. You know, as a person who took the oath to take the Constitution of the United States seriously, I was on my way to Vietnam as a combat medic and ended up being rerouted to Korea, and I was in Korea when Vietnam fell in 75. I've worked as an educator, as a licensed nurse. I'm a mother of five and a grandmother of seven. It outrages me the way I see that this country is going. And many years ago, John Stattmiller and so many others were out there, you know, trying to warn the American people. And now, many years later, as I have been quietly in the Great Northwest, building up my strength and my reserves and trying to educate people in my communities, where I've been living, that, you know, if we don't do something soon, I mean, I do not believe that all is lost, but the problem is people can sit there and they can say, oh, it's terrible, it's terrible, it's terrible, but we're going to go along with the status quo. And I remember one man calling into my radio show years ago when I had the Concord Hour, and he says, Maggie Rose, we love you dearly. We love you for, you know, serving in uniform. In fact, Michael, I did 2 years with the Hawaii National Guard.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, and saw the corruption that was going on there in the Hawaii National Guard, you know, the military system there. And he said to me, Maggie, why don't you just step back into the kitchen with the kitchen militia and, you know, and let the rest of the men here work in the trenches. And my
okay,
feeling...
Maggie, I'm going to have to interrupt you. I'm sorry. We got to take a break for commercials. Don't hang up. I want you to pick up exactly at this point with the kitchen militia when we get back from these words from our sponsors.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, Dad, you're sounding a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Heart Drop 2000's Extendovite for my heart.
Heart Drop? Extendovite? What's that?
Well, it's just seven herbs that are approved for helping keep my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you have taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure if I would have. But I'm awful glad I'm taking it now. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
What's really happening? Wouldn't you like to know? Judith, Mike, and Pharaoh, Billy, and Radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listen to the Mike with me, open your eyes. Judith, Mike, and Pharaoh.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're still talking with Maggie. And Maggie, you're going to pick it up from the Kitchen Militia.
Yes, sir. He's basically stated that, you know, it was great that I was wearing combat boots at the time and that I was fighting out there for liberty and justice and defending our Constitution, but I should step back into the Kitchen Militia. And I felt that that was demeaning to all the women who have served in the United States of military, for all the women out there supporting their spouses and fighting for the Constitution and fighting for what should be right in this country. And I remembered this one guy calling in. He was quoting something out of the Bible. And I thought, you know, I don't like it when people take things out of context. And so he was going on and on about the Bible. And I said, well, you know, how well do you know your Bible? And he says, well, pretty well, Maggie Rose. And you know, he says, and I love you dearly, and I know you believe in the Bible, too. And I said, well, have you read Genesis? And he said, and I'm sure that John has this somewhere recording through one of the old tapes from Republic Radio International. And I said, well, if you've read Genesis, then does it not say in there that God took a rib from Adam to make Eve? And the gentleman, who was a very thick southern accent from somewhere down in the southwest, said, well, yes, Maggie, of course, you know, God basically took a rib from Adam to make Eve. And I said, well, didn't he take the rib from Adam to make Eve not for her to be dragged around by her hair, caveman style, or to walk 10 paces behind, Asian style, but to walk at his side as his partner and his helpmate? And that's what I feel, that, you know, the men and women in this country who are talking the talk but not walking the walk, we need to pull together as a team. Husbands, wives, children, sons, daughters, everybody. I mean, it was less than 1%, Michael, of the people in the United States of America that took back this country from the British. We can still do that again. But the fact is, we need to stop allowing our differences to divide us. We need to come together as a common front, back to back, as we say in the military. We need to look out for each other, and we need to stop this infighting going on. I mean, it's, you know, both parties in Washington, D.C. are corrupt. There is so much corruption within the corporations that have taken control over our country, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergs, the Council on Foreign Relations. People in this country need to turn off their television sets. They need to get involved with parent-teacher meetings at their school again. They need to stop playing around with their iPhones. Michael, how many times have you gone to an airport and seen a husband and wife sitting there separately on their phones, playing games on the phones by themselves? They don't talk to each other any longer. People don't communicate in this country. They don't read the newspapers that are still out there. There are still conservative newspapers out there where people can pick up and they can read the truth. People can read what is true and impartial.
I have to interrupt you at this point, because I don't think you can say that the conservatives are telling the truth and the liberals are lying.
No, there
are liars.
I'm not saying that.
There are liars enough to go around.
Exactly.
I will agree with you that we are very much isolated by our technological toys, by the corporate media. That is intentional.
Right.
One of the reasons I think they put out all this stuff about, you know, constant spying is to make it make us afraid to talk to our coworkers, our friends, and our neighbors about what's going on. The
exactly.
Nazis did exactly the same thing to the Germans.
Yes.
They put it out there. The Gestapo's listening to everywhere. The SS is listening. They wanted to basically keep people isolated and therefore dependent on the official organs of information of the state. It's not working right now.
Right.
But we do need to get out there and talk about what we know with who we know. And if you run into somebody who's just out there saying, oh, you're just a kook and the government's good and the NSA spying's good, you're probably talking to an undercover informant and you shouldn't waste your time with them. Look for the people ready to listen and spend your time on them. Maggie, got to let you go here right now. We're going to switch over to Steve in Oregon. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
You were talking about Dianne Feinstein investigating torture, and I just want to put a dot out there. We did have the interrogator of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed die or get murdered in a hotel in Florida. Is that not correct?
Yes, that's true. That happened very recently.
Yes, and I just wanted to point that out because I think that's a big dot.
It is a big dot. There's a lot of wet work going on here. I mean, there's an article we have at whatreallyhappened.com today where the FBI is trying to get anybody who knew Todashev, the guy, the so-called witness to the Boston bombing that the FBI murdered down in Florida. They're trying to get anybody he knows or knew him deported. They want him out of the country. They're basically just trying to clean up the mess. And I think the government is at the point where they're saying, well, it's okay if the American people know we're doing these things, but as long as they can't actually prove it, you know, in a court of law, we're still going along here. So there's a lot of live liabilities out there that are starting to go away.
Yeah, well, as long as you keep killing people, you can't have that court of law and you can't have those facts above board.
Well, that's basically what it is. You know, it used to be where the government had this illusion that we were all following. The illusion is gone, and now the government is simply operating on, you know, if they can't actually prove it, then let them go on suspecting. But remember, politics is perception, and if the American people think the government has gone wrong and corrupt, then it's really not an issue about what is arguable in a court of law. It's what the people are thinking and how they're going to respond to it.
All right. Blessings, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We've got another Steve waiting in California. Aloha, Steve 2. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael. Well, I talked about the same thing with John yesterday about the Feinstein comment, the hypocrisy in it. And I just got off my email, and I suggest that all the listeners, whether it makes any difference or not, it will. I think it does. I emailed her and pointed out her hypocrisy, and basically, you don't like being spied on now. You know how we feel. Same thing you just said. And I just loved people just to hear this message and actually get on their email and send her an email and let her know about the hypocrisy and just not to stand for it. You know, we have to flood her mailboxes, and we have to do what we have to do. But yeah, this hypocrisy is just.
I would suggest strongly that instead of email, which is filtered and handled by computers, okay, that you send either a paper letter or you call their office or you fax something, because then a human being has to deal with that and hear what's going on. Email is almost set up as a whipping boy for the Congress for people to shout their anger at, and it's simply blocked. You need to fax or phone or physically visit the office.
Okay. Sounds great.
Okay?
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Now, getting back to the spying, more revelations from Edward Snowden is showing how the FISA court is basically reinterpreting the law and its own role in total secrecy. Now, we know FISA has redefined itself because the FISA court is based on the Foreign Intelligence Service Act. Emphasis on foreign. It does not actually have legal jurisdiction inside the United States of America. But FISA just took it upon themselves. The FISA court took it upon themselves to reinterpret the law, saying, well, in this global electronic communications thing, yeah, our jurisdiction is inside the United States. And very clearly, they have been violating the Fourth Amendment, acting as a rubber stamp for any time the NSA or CIA wanted the illusion of authorization to violate the constitutional rights of American citizens. These days, the NSA is doing it anyway. It's almost like the FISA court has lost its original job description, and they're looking for something else. Another leak from Edward Snowden, where the NSA... sees the erosion of your personal privacy as progress. Their goal is the elimination of all privacy for ordinary American citizens. That is their goal and their ideal. Just like King George III in colonial times, who had people sitting in, soldiers sitting in private homes to make sure nobody was talking about things the king didn't want talked about. That's the reason for that Fourth Amendment to be in there. The government has no business in your personal affairs unless you are suspected of an actual crime supported by oath or affirmation. There has to be a witness and evidence before the government can come into your personal affairs. And this idea that it doesn't apply to computers because computers did not exist when the nation was founded is nonsense. Fourth Amendment, First Amendment protections have extended to new technologies as they come along. They're just making it up as they go along. Got to take a break for our top of the hour stuff, and we'll be right back.